Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. So I want to play this audio for you guys. And coming up at the top of the hour, Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated is going to join us on the show. I want to play this story for you guys because sometimes there are stories that were tailor-made for this show. You guys might remember back in, I think it was like March or April, we were going through the story of the man who had fallen in love with ChatGPT, and he was in a love triangle with ChatGPT and his actual wife. I would say that was a story that was created specifically for this show. We also did a fantastic job covering the New Orleans prison escape. There's prisoners everywhere running around the streets. We have another story about a man who is facing a lawsuit. You might be wondering, what is he facing a lawsuit for? Let me play it for you.
Woman scorned, you could say, and now she wants payback. She wants money after she says her now ex wasted her childbearing years. So here's what she wrote to the Telegraph's Moral Money Advice column. I've been in a relationship for just over 10 years with a guy I had hoped to marry. He called it off a few months ago. He tells me he feels at 38, as though he still has a decade of enjoying his lifestyle and powering through with his career, and he's not ready for marriage and children. So here I am at 34, eggs twitching, ready for the marriage and parenthood stage of life, but unexpectedly single and emotionally devastated. The woman says she feels as though he owes her big time and she wants him to pay.
Okay, so there's more to this story. Forgive you guys a little bit of backstory. She is suing him to pay for fertility treatments, freezing her eggs. Her stance is, you wasted my time. You wasted my prime years. I don't have a lot of time left. So now you need to pay to make sure that I can have these things down the line. Now, I want to be very, very sensitive to this woman's situation because I understand. I get it. I want her to know that I get it, that I understand.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But Rob, this is the thing. I'm just going to guess at some point in having conversations with this man over your 10-year relationship, he told you exactly who he was. And I think we know that sometimes women hear this and they take it as a challenge in feeling like they can change us. You tell her, oh, I don't want anything serious. She continues to move on. And then you and her get to a point where she's mad that you didn't want anything serious. Well, I told you from the very, very beginning, I find this hard to believe that this man was in a 10-year relationship with this woman and was leading her on to think that he wanted the two kids with the white picket fence and the beautiful house in Overland Park. And then one day woke up and said, nah, I'm good. I think he had been telling her this for years. And I'm thinking she was guessing eventually he'll turn around. But y'all been together for 10 years. At some point, there is just a natural evolution in your relationship, I'm guessing. I don't know, Rob. I'm just guessing here. I'm spitballing here. But when you've been together 4 years, you and her are laying there and you just finished watching Stranger Things and she asks you, so what are we doing? And you're like, wait, what are you talking about? Like, we live together. We have a beautiful home together. No, what are we doing? I'm assuming that conversation popped up at year four. And then I'm guessing whenever you went to somebody's Christmas or Thanksgiving, I'm guessing a family member asked you that. Hey, so when are you guys going to get married? Then your sister start getting married. Then your best friend start getting married. Your cousins get married. Now she's comparing you to all of them and wondering when you and your boyfriend are going to tie the knot. And this entire time, he's happy to be playing Madden down in the basement, minding his own business. I refuse to believe that she didn't know. I think she knew this entire time. And maybe one day it just hit her. You know, she was on Instagram. She saw that her enemy, that girl she hates, now she sees that engagement picture from her. She sees the ring. She sees her looking all happy. She realizes she doesn't have it. They have a big fight. They now walk away. You don't owe her any money for that. I'm dismissing this case. I wish I had a gavel. I'm on his side. Where are you ruling at on this, Rob?
First things first, the term she used, eggs a-twitching.
Eggs a-twitching is crazy.
I don't like that term. I don't care for that term.
Eggs is twitching.
I understand what is trying to be conveyed here, but the terms eggs a-twitching really, it sent a shiver down my spine that I didn't enjoy. Secondarily, I would also dismiss this case because it feels like that's dating. I'm sorry that you were together for a long time and it turns out you guys weren't on the same page. Maybe they had talked about it. Maybe they hadn't. But that's dating. Maybe this is just me. But Carrington, I'm betting you have a friend who was with someone for a while. And eventually, the relationship ended. And you're like, oh, why did it end? We weren't on the same page. That happens. I don't want every time societally that, hey, me and girl X, we broke up because we're just on the same page. Whether it be we didn't agree on marriage, we didn't agree on kids, we didn't agree on, you know, whatever the big ticket item, but you still had fun, you enjoyed your time dating them, should not open you up for a lawsuit. Like, let's change the scenario. Let's say you start dating a woman and you're like, you really like her and you've been dating for 3-4 years and you guys have an apartment together and she wants to go move up and get a house together. And you say, no, housing market's crazy. I'm never buying a house. I'm going to be a renter forever. She eventually breaks up with you. Sad. Everyone moves on their way. No one regrets the relationship, but you just move on. It didn't work. Can that woman now sue you for back pay of rent because she wouldn't be paying a mortgage? Of course not. So no, I'm sorry that she is losing her childbearing years because she dated someone who's not on the same page. That's dating sometimes. That's relationships. Work on your communication skills. Don't send him to the Fifth Circuit judge. That's just no, 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 no.
And right now, she's still got time. She's 34. She's not 59 years old. She's still got a lot of time in this scenario, right?
I mean, yes and no. I would tell you, the average doctor will tell you that if you're over 35, you are considered, and I'm air quoting here, an at-risk pregnancy.
She better hop on Hinge. She better get to it. She got a little bit of time to still find Mr. Right. Things happen when they're supposed to happen.
But you can still have a kid after 35. At risk doesn't mean it's impossible to have one. It just means there's more potential problems. But you can't sue and be like, well, the years I wanted to have a kid are gone forever. What if she had been single? Would she have sued men at large?
This just doesn't seem right to me because women are allowed to change their mind and we accept it, right? You're allowed to agree to something. And then in the middle of it, say, okay, I've changed my mind. Perfect. You should be allowed to walk away. Say no. You should be 100% allowed to do it. That's what it sounds like he did in this scenario. We were in a relationship. We were working towards something. One day I woke up, and for whatever reason why, maybe he's got a new secretary that he thinks is attractive. Maybe he just got tired of hearing her nag about something. I don't want to be with you anymore. He gets the ability to walk away from that relationship. Now he got to pay for her eggs to be frozen. No, this ain't right, man. We got to stand up for this. We got to fight the power. We got to rally around this brother. We got to rally around this brother. Because I'm guessing a lot of men have been in this situation. Maybe not for 10 years. 10 years is a while.
I feel like a lot.
10 years is a long time.
A lot might be a big number.
10 years is Chris Jones' entire career. He's had 3 contracts since then. 10 years is a long time. But a lot of people have dated somebody for 3-4 years. Things didn't end up working out. And you're right. Like, you get a severance package at the end of this breakup. That's not the way it's supposed to go. You don't get a severance package at the end of this relationship. No, not at all.
And you're right. It doesn't matter the why. it sometimes relationships don't work. You don't get to just seek retribution at the end. Like, even if the roles were reversed and the guy was like, I don't, no, I want kids, you don't, I'm out. Does he get to sue her? No, it's just, that's dating sometimes. It doesn't always work. It's a hit and miss game. It's Battleship. Sometimes you hit the ship, sometimes you don't. It's just life.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.